great deal of pleasure to welcome for the second time. I'm glad that we didn't scare you off. But you didn't want to come back, Dean.
No, it's great being here.
Dean Furman, he's a speaker, he's a published author, he's an actuary by profession. And so you're not the Dean Furman
soccer player,
right?
Nope. I get that everywhere
though. Although you look so similar.
Yeah, his big beard and my big beard.
Yeah, both of you.
I still get it everywhere. It doesn't matter how much weight I put on and how big my beard grows. Everyone says, oh, you're the soccer player.
No, the beard's nice. The beard's awesome.
I think so.
It's very hipster.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right. So, you actually are coming to tell us about things that you won't get in your MBA.
Yes.
Okay. So, how about this one? How do you make your startup look like $1 million business?
Yes, good question.
Is it a good question?
Very good question.
Okay, thank you.
Because today, and that's what not a lot of people have realized, is that there's so many tools that are available online today that can really help you jack up your business and make it really look like $1 million, even if you don't have $1 million to spend. So the most common example that a lot of people have heard of, and actually still a lot of people still haven't heard of, is, for example, Fiverr, sites like Fiverr.com, spelled Fiverr.com. Now, for example, there it started as a website first started in Israel where they said any business service starting at $5. And there were a lot of funny things at the beginning. It was like, I pretend to be your girlfriend on Facebook for $5 and things like that. But that got a lot of traction. And now it's a huge site, but you can get everything there from $5. Some things are a bit more expensive. But for example, I was doing a talk around the strategy for one of the big banks yesterday. And when I was doing that, I showed them. The day before, I'd asked someone on Fiverr, sing me a jingle about the bank. I gave them the words and, for $5. And I was just showing them, like, for something that they would have spent 50,000 rand, 100,000 rand on, I'm like, I got this for less than 100 rand. And there's just so many other things out there that are similar. Another example, and it's something that you could use all the time, is something called Canva, canva.com.
I use it all the time.
Do you?
It's awesome, eh? Yeah. If you want to put together a poster.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's a graphic design. I think it's Google. Isn't Canva Google?
No. So it's the first Australian unicorn, so what they call a unicorn, a company that has reached a billion dollar value.
Canva is brilliant.
The first one out of Australia that reached that valuation. And yeah, it's brilliant. So you can get even from their free stuff. Like, I've never paid for it. I find there's so much free resources for any type of template you want. You want to put a business plan, social media posts, invitations.
No, they've even got the right sizes.
Yes, exactly.
If you want A4, if you want a Twitter post, if you want a Facebook, anything.
So you literally make anyone a designer. You know, if you don't have the budget to hire your own designer, and to do that for you, you can do that yourself. So, and there's in every area of what you wanted to do, it's just the cost of doing things have really drastically reduced, for so many of the functions of a startup.
Yeah.
Or actually a business of any size. Like, cheap doesn't mean rubbish anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely incredible. Okay. So those are the resource sites.
Yes.
Okay. So that's all about the visual and it's about your online representation
and the presence. Yes.
And the presence. So, what else can we do? How else do we make a small business that's maybe, you know, under 20 people?
Yes.
Or under 10 people?
Yeah, even if it's one person, I guess.
Even if it's one person, look like, because it's all, those first impressions count.
Yes.
You know, and here's another question. Do companies still need websites?
I think companies still do need websites. Cause
why?
They do and they don't. That, in theory, they don't.
Yeah.
Because what is a website? It's just something that's got information about you. You can have your social media page or something else. Or if you're a business to business, if you're selling to another business, you're often going there and you're pitching your company itself. So you give all the information to them anyway. But the truth is, it's still a habit that people, if someone approaches you and tells them about your business, first thing most people do is go and check out their website. So with that, it helps not to, have a website that looks like it comes from like 1990. You know, a lot of people, a lot of industries still have the old school website. And one of the reasons that they're not updating it is they think they don't have the budget to do so. But again, it is very cheap with templates. For example, there's websites like Instapage and another thing called Unbounce and similar websites like that, or even something else called Wix. You can create these things yourself. Most people don't need more than a one-page website, unless you've got quite a more complicated business. Most people just need a one-pager that you can scroll down saying, this is what we offer, this is our service, this is who our clients have been, this is our phone number, and that's great. And it gives you amazing templates that you could do yourself, and that look like $1 million, and it makes you look very professional, and at least put that front cover on your business that looks really good.
There you go. Easy. So how did you learn about all of this?
So over time, I've helped a lot of companies with their strategies and with their growth. And I've needed to, over time, do a lot of research. So I'm continually looking for the best things to use, best things to do, being involved with growing companies myself. And, you know, this is what you do. It's I don't want to spend fortunes of money every time I do something. So looked at it and, yeah, sort of got my finger a little bit on the pulse. So, and I put a lot of the stuff into my book. I don't like pushing and selling it, but like, yeah, it's jam-packed.
Exponential potential.
Exponential potential, like the middle part of the book. If you get to, even if you skip everything else and that marketing, for example, the marketing section and like how to like spy on your competitors and all that type of stuff. It's just got resource after resource after resource after resource in there of all these cool new things you can do. Amazing things out there. Again, I was saying like when I was yesterday doing a strategy session, I was showing them that, for example, there's, and I'm referencing a lot of sites, I guess, you know, maybe not conducive for radio with people driving there, but the thing is,
there's always the podcast.
There's always the podcast. Yeah. So, for example, there's a thing called Moat, where you can look and see every single ad that your competitors put out. Anything that they put on online, you can see what they put out, what are the date. So you take them through the example and say, okay, look, this is what your competitor, this is the message they're putting out, and do it through all their competitors versus you. But it's 100% free. You know, you don't have to pay for this analysis. You don't have to do, it's just, you have to just have your finger on the pulse of what's available out there and all the resources to do it.
You need to know what to look for.
You need to know what to look for and what to do. And that's the thing is that, you know, there's a very old image that always gets posted on the Facebooks and the LinkedIn of someone suggesting someone riding a bicycle with like square wheels and someone saying, look what I got. And it's like a round wheel, but everyone's like, no, I'm too busy to look at that. Too busy to look at that. And that's the problem. People are so busy and so hectic and have the day to day priorities that, you know, don't take the step back and think, oh, is there anything that I can use? And is there anything that I can do to make my life a hell of a lot easier?
Okay, so also, Dean, I mean, you raise a very interesting point.
Yeah.
About how hectic our lives are.
Yeah.
Every morning, I have a ritual, right?
Yes.
And this is before my day even starts, right?
Yes.
I've got my radio on, I'm listening to Howard and Zanati in the morning.
Yes.
Right? And I open up my laptop, I'm having my first cup of tea, and I go through my mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that I end up doing is deleting between 360 and 400 emails.
Oh, wow.
That, if I didn't, every few months I run out of my storage space.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have to buy more gigs.
Yes.
You know, it was, yeah, and understand, it's like 15 gigs.
Yeah.
It's 22,000 emails that aren't archived or whatever the case may be. I don't know. Roy, mm-hmm. Roy Peretz is in studio with us. Roy, how many emails do you get a day?
About 300. Yeah.
I mean, those are just emails that I'm not going to action. I'm not going to, they could be press releases. I mean, if you look at like Parliament or the GCIS, which is the government communications system, they can send out 16 emails, like press releases a day.
You're at least like running a radio station. I mean, you'll have all of those.
Oh, you don't want to know about
I run a pawn shop and I get 300 emails a day. I mean, think about it. I get 300. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah. Just call me, guys. Just call me. Say, how's it? How are you? What happened to this human contact? It's gone. Am I right?
Yeah.
And you know what people also use as a fob off, actually, is if they're not quite sure, you know, they're not sure if they want to make a decision, email me.
Yes. Do you speak to someone? Oh,
when
great.
I
want to meet with
that,
you.
Yeah, when
you say, can you email me and we'll follow back? You're like, okay.
know that they're not interested. Yeah. If they're interested, they will take it up there and then. Can we maybe talk about, you know what, next week? I'm not here for the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, baby, where are you going?